morning. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of October, and this is Morning Ireland with Richard Crowley and David Hanley. The news headlines. The government has confirmed that negotiations are at an advanced stage for an £800 million investment here by an American computer firm. Opposition parties have resumed their attacks on Michael Lowry over his cosy cartel allegations. The DUP leader, Ian Paisley, has reacted angrily to hints of a change in British policy on arms decommissioning. And the American Defense Secretary has been spelling out the cost of implementing a peace settlement in Bosnia. Now the news in detail from Emer O'Kelly.
The Minister for Enterprise and Employment, Mr. Richard Bruton, has confirmed that negotiations are at a very advanced stage for a big investment here by an American computer firm. The deal is expected to bring more than 2,000 high-tech jobs to Leixlip in County Kildare. Final documents have not yet been signed, but the investment by the company Intel could be announced by the end of this week. Our business correspondent, Vincent Wall.
This jobs investment will be the biggest in the state's history. Intel itself is expected to invest up to £800 million in the project, while IDA Ireland will contribute over £90 million in grant aid. Intel already employs 2,500 workers on site at its existing Leixlip plant. This manufactures the company's Pentium microchips, the microscopic electronic components which carry the artificial intelligence which drives personal and business computers. This morning, a spokesman for the Minister for Enterprise and Employment confirmed that Intel's proposed plant to produce microchips for the next century will almost certainly be built at an adjoining site at Leixlip. The new plant, known as Fab 14, will provide work for well over 1,000 building workers at its peak construction phase and will subsequently employ over 2,000 direct staff. At least a similar number of spin-off jobs are expected to be created in the wider economy. Competition to win this prestigious investment has been fierce from most other national jobs agencies throughout Europe.
The opposition parties have claimed that the authority and credibility of the Minister for Transport, Mr. Lowry, have been badly damaged by the controversy over his allegations about a cartel in the semi-state sector. But Mr. Lowry told the Doyle last night he had a comprehensive strategy in place for the 10 commercial state companies for which he's responsible. Our political editor, Donald Kelly.
Michael Lowry maintained a very straight bat as the opposition continued their efforts to bowl him out of office. They used a PD motion on the semi-states to lambaste the minister, accusing him of failing to stand up what they called his very serious allegations. Fianna Fáil leader Bertie Ahern said the minister had made wild and unfounded charges against the integrity of respected business people under Doyle privilege. Mr. Lowry's ambitions, he said, went way beyond his proven abilities and experience. Progressive Democrat spokesman Bobby Molloy referred to what he termed the minister's increasingly frantic efforts to stand up his allegations. But he said the more Mr. Lowry dug, the deeper in trouble he found himself. It was time for him to stop digging and get on with the job he was paid to do. For his part, Mr. Lowry made no reference at all to the controversy surrounding him, but instead offered a synopsis of his policy for the semi-states. He had a comprehensive strategy for the 10 companies under his aegis, he said, and this strategy was being implemented in a coherent and consistent manner.
The DUP leader, the Reverend Ian Paisley, has reacted angrily to a hint by Sir Patrick Mayhew of a change in British government policy on the decommissioning of paramilitary weapons. After a meeting of the Anglo-Irish Conference yesterday, the Northern Secretary said he accepted that the proposed international panel of experts might come up with an alternative to decommissioning. In a statement, Dr. Paisley said the idea that Sir Patrick was prepared to explore the thought of alternatives to decommissioning was evidence of yet another climb down. He said the unionists were still not convinced that the IRA intended even to start a decommissioning process. The American Defense Secretary, Mr. William Perry, has told the United States Congress there can be no effective peace settlement in Bosnia without an American-led force to implement it. He said a year-long operation would be needed involving 20,000 troops and costing $1.5 billion. Some members of Congress expressed concern that American troops were being committed to a hostile area of operations, but the Secretary of State, Mr. Warren Christopher, told them vital American interests were at stake. Envoys from the United States, Russia and the European Union are to meet the Serbian President, Mr. Milosevic, in Belgrade today. They'll be preparing for the Bosnian peace talks that are expected to begin in 2 weeks' time. Libya has told the United Nations it intends to expel more than 1 million African immigrants who it says have infiltrated the country illegally. Libyan officials said the hardships caused by UN sanctions against the country meant it could no longer cope with so many migrants. However, the UN Sanctions Committee has refused Libya permission to arrange 2,000 special flights to return the migrants to their home countries. Flights to and from Libya are banned under the sanctions, which were imposed because of the country's refusal to hand over two men accused of involvement in the Lockerbie bombing. Gardaí have seized cannabis with a street value of about £250,000. The drug was found in the boot of a car that was stopped on the Clontarf Road in Dublin last night. Two men were arrested. Gardaí are searching for a man who fired a shotgun through the window of a caravan in County Westmeath last night. A married couple and their daughter, who were in the caravan, escaped unhurt. The incident happened at St. Joseph's Cottages in Mullingar. And the weather forecast, mainly dry with sunny intervals, but it'll become overcast and windy later in the northwest with outbreaks of rain or drizzle, becoming milder with highest temperatures 13 to 15 degrees. That's the news and weather. The time is just after 6 minutes past eight, and here with what it says in the papers is Kevin O'Connor.
Sinn Féin welcomes Mayhew comment that hitherto unlikely heading sets the optimistic tone for much of the reactive coverage to yesterday's comments by the British Secretary for the North that his government would consider an acceptable alternative to arms decommissioning. However, the report in the Times goes on to cite Mayhew's qualification that he could see no suitable alternative to decommissioning, which seems to put the ball in someone else's court to come up with a suitable alternative. Out of such chinks in the gloom does the light come, and whether it is a matter of semantics or not, the Independent takes what it calls this subtle but significant shift and develops it into a full